Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you are helping us to continue to bring you an awesome podcast for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week, and they are Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or at Mercari.com. That's M-E-R-C-A-R-I. Jenny Craig. Get 8 days of free food and free DNA kit when you head over to JennyCraig.com/Kim. Dunkin'. Check out Dunkin's new matcha latte. Pepsi. That's what I like. Vistaprint. Get free shipping on all business cards at Vistaprint.com and use promo code Kim at Vistaprint.com. Be sure to check out episode's notes for more information on our great, amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and 6 children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. What's up, Croy?
I'm trying to think of a acronym.
Ow, fuck. I just hit my nail.
Everybody says Throwback Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, Thankful Thursday.
Okay, Thankful Thursday. Yeah. We were going to call it Thirsty Thursday, and that's what we're going to be doing, though, in the future and reading some negative comments and positive ones on Instagram.
The tick-tick boom.
Tick-tick boom.
Tick-tick boom.
Okay, thankful you guys. Thursday. So I am thankful that we have the CDC because this coronavirus is running fucking rampant. Ariana's been out of school for 2 days due to the coronavirus, and a teacher, not in our town, but in our county, had the coronavirus.
Yep. She's a traveling teacher, so she does multiple different schools, which is so random and so, like, like, what are the odds that a traveling teacher gets it?
I just want to know that this has been going on a hot-ass minute. Why is anybody going to Italy right now? Like, not now you can't, but I'm saying, like, why would you do that?
Again, I don't know. You know, like, maybe if you have to for some sort of crazy reason, but if you're on vacation, I don't know, that's nuts. I don't get it. Never will.
It's just bizarre to me. So anyways, you guys, our golden nugget positive segment is going to be 6 ways to prepare for the next pandemic, the coronavirus outbreak. I want to just talk about the fact that all the wipes in the world are, like, gone.
Yeah.
And we get Clorox wipes on the rag, obviously, with 6 children and a bunch of stuff from people in the house. They're on auto ship, yep, at Amazon. But, you know, I went to just go buy them just because. And, of course, they were sold out Target. I mean, everywhere. Amazon. And you can get one roll, I think, from eBay for like $98 or something stupid.
Crazy.
Why don't you just get a roll of paper towels, you guys, some bleach in a bucket, and make your own.
Yep.
I mean,
bleach water with paper towels.
Yeah, like, why? Just make your own. It's the same damn thing. And you can squeeze a little lemon if you must have a scent. So anyways.
Or add some essential
oils. Yeah, exactly right.
You make any scent you want. Lavender, Paleo Santo.
Paleo Santo smells really good. It kills bacteria. Yeah, sage kills bacteria. Yes. So they say when you sage your house, it does kill the bacteria. So I think it's really important definitely to wash your hands. I touch my face all fucking day. All day long. Like, I rest my hand on my face or my face on my hand, better yet. I fix my eyelashes. I'm just like, it's nonstop, and you don't really realize it until you're in a situation where they're like, don't touch your face.
Right.
Daylight savings time, you guys, it's not working out for me too well.
That's a wicked one.
It's just not working out too well for me. I do like it being lighter later, but it's definitely,
and it's hard on the body.
It's hard on the body. It is. Like, why? Like,
yeah.
Why?
They say we should get rid of it, and I think they're trying to pass a law, but they're proposing it to Congress and to the government.
Oh, interesting.
To just get rid of it.
Okay, you guys. So my friend Eva, she lives in Florida. She posted how Sylvia Brown, okay, wrote in her book that she basically predicted this whole coronavirus. She said it was going to be similar to pneumonia. It would affect the bronchioles, which are in your lungs, and it would. I don't know if she said. I'm going to pull it up verbatim, you guys. This is interesting because I had a reading with Sylvia Brown many, 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 many years ago, like in 2000 and probably 2 or 3. And I thought
she was Sylvia Brown.
She's Sylvia Brown. If you don't know who she is, she was amazing psychic on Montel Williams. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So she was on his show and she was just an incredible psychic. She had this really incredible ability. So what she wrote in her book said, in and around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatment. Almost more baffling than the illness itself would be the fact that it'll suddenly vanish as quickly as it had arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. Interesting,
right? But she
doesn't
say how many lives it'll take or how long it'll last.
No.
Yeah.
So I had a reading with her, and I remember her telling me very clearly that if I didn't quit smoking, it was going to be like catastrophic, basically, and something was going to happen to my heart in my late 30s. I'm like, this crazy bitch. Late 30s, yeah, right, lady. And I think at that point I stopped listening. So I was trying to find this friggin' tape because I know I have it. And I was given a safe by my parents when I moved into my own apartment, like, you know, if, like, to keep birth certificates and important papers and stuff.
Y'all, I'm going to stop right here. This shit is ancient. It's like, I don't even know what color it is. I don't even think they make this color
first of all
anymore.
It's gray.
No, it's like a, it's like, it's like a,
it's
weird
in tip top shape. No, it's not.
The dial is plastic and it squeaks when you turn it. It's like,
keep it up, Graham. There's clearly an 8-year age difference between us at this point. So anyway, I go to find it in that, and I can't remember the safe code to save my life, and I'm mad as shit. So
I think if we just drop it, it'll pop open.
It probably. Nice. So I'm twisting the dial, and I'm trying to remember, and trying to remember. I'm trying all these numbers, and Chris, like, I can break the door. I'm like, no, I think I'm going to sleep on it and figure it out, all because I want this damn tape out.
Well, and she wants to keep the safe. You guys, she's like, it's just so cute. It's old. It's like, I'm like, you want to eat, like, you have some attachment to this safe.
I just like to keep old shit. I just like to keep everything.
That's funny.
So anyways, I'm dying to get this tape out, you guys, so that I can re-listen to it. And Corey can't listen to it with me because I think I was talking about my ex-boyfriend or something on it. Yeah. So I'm going to have to listen to it in private. Okay.
Oh, no.
This was literally like 20 years ago.
Like bad things?
About my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Like naughty things?
No. Why would I talk to a psychic about something naughty with my boyfriend?
Maybe she brought it up. Like,
she's quite abrasive, so
right.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I don't really remember.
Well,
so,
then whatever. You told me everything, so.
No, I'm just going to sit by myself with the tape recorder.
What are you about?
I don't know what is said on there, okay?
He's starting to bounce over there under the table.
No, it's not, sweetie. But anyway, so I went and looked in our big safe because I thought, well, maybe I put it in there. And so I find this envelope of photographs. And who is it? Croy Bierman as a baby. Well, a child.
I didn't even know I had them. I don't know where they came from. Or
as a child. And I'm so annoyed that KJ looks exactly like him. Kane has, I think, more of my shape face and my nose a little bit. But everything else is Croy. He has Croy's exact miniature body. Like, it's unbelievable.
I could have won an award for cuteness, though.
Yeah, you were a very cute baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Croy's definitely, definitely. Yeah, no, he was actually very cute. Now, the cars in the background,
They're
clothing,
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's just funny to look at those pictures. And I often wonder when we look back at this amazing house that we're so blessed with, if this is going to look like,
yeah.
Your pictures did.
No.
Probably. You don't think
so? Yeah, man. Like, I just feel like the world changed so fast because of the growth of technology. Like, I don't know. I just did the explosion of technology and in the vast amount of information that people can have. And I think that's totally changed things way, way different than what we were experiencing change at that age. But I mean, maybe, who knows? Like, we may have flying cars here sooner than we think. We just, who knows?
I mean, that's quite alarming, but mm-hmm. I mean, the world is changing so quickly.
It was only 30 years ago. 30 years.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Yeah. That's really, really nuts. So anyways, you guys, the kids definitely, I'll be posting pictures on my Instagram and comparing, because I know how much I love to see other people's like kids compared to them. And I'm so like annoyed by it. So I showed my nanny. I was like, doesn't Cash look just like me? She's like, well, he kind of looks like Mr. Croy too. But yes, more like you. KJ, exactly like Croy.
Yeah.
He was like my hardest pregnancy too. So I'm like, what did you get from me? He kind of has my personality for sure. And he's quite the smart ass. But yeah, everything else is Croy. From the hair to the eye color is exactly like Croy's. Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay, you guys, we have some fan interaction. I'm going to read some emails to you guys. Once I get through this little, good Lord. We've been planning our emergency list, you guys, for food, and we'll get into that when I talk about the 6 ways to prepare for the next pandemic. And I had Tracy here tonight, and we were writing down this big list and trying to figure out what we really need. I mean, we have 9 mouths to feed in this house at minimum.
Well, if you haven't heard today, I guess when you guys hear this Thursday, today, Wednesday, when we're recording this, it actually became a pandemic. It was titled a pandemic. It went from an epidemic to a pandemic today, labeled by who? The World Health Organization. So,
right. Do you have a bunch of stuff lying around the house that you just don't use? You know, the kind of thing like a baseball glove that no longer fits, a pair of jeans that was only worn once. I mean, who doesn't have an old phone hiding in a drawer somewhere? Let me tell you about an app that you can use to sell this stuff. It's called Mercari. Mercari is a selling app that makes it fast and easy to sell almost anything. It couldn't be simpler. You take a few pics of your stuff, add a description, and boom, your item is listed. Then once it's sold, Mercari emails you a shipping label and you just stick it on and send it off. No meetups, no hassles. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average of 4.8 star ratings, so why not give it a try? With millions of people using the Mercari app in all 50 states, stuff really sells. You can sell everything from fashion to electronics, toys to sporting goods. Not only can you earn a few extra dollars, but you'll clear up valuable space in your home. Over 150,000 items get listed every single day on Mercari. Santa has to get gifts from somewhere, right? Why not from you? What are you waiting for? I know you've got stuff you don't use. Sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or at Mercari.com. That's Mercari, Mercari, the selling app. Okay, you guys. So yes, pandemic, pretty scary. I'm not one to like really get into all the hype and stuff like that, but I do think this is something that everybody should take pretty seriously, and we'll tell you why soon in the end of the podcast. Okay, so Girl Scouts, I'm Rhode Island, love Kim. Girl Scouts, I'm Rhode Island, love Kim. In Rhode Island, I think is what she meant.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim and Croy, I just want to let you know that during some of my daughter's cookie boosts and the coldest temperatures we had up north all year, they were listening to your positive segment and amping themselves up. It was the cutest thing. Just know that even girls as young as 10 are listening and really absorbing the positivity that you guys are encouraging. Thank you so much for being authentic to who you are and being such a role model, not just to your girls, but me as well. Love, Jordan D. If you need Girl Scout cookies, we got you. Anyways, I love that. That's really sweet. That really made my day. We had this to read on the podcast, I guess the other day, but then Brielle just got to talking. That's really, really cool.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we overlook the opportunity for kids to absorb your thought process and the understanding of positivity and manifesting, and your thoughts create your reality and all that. So when you have an opportunity, talk to your kids and help them understand.
You are what positivity, you think. That's the easiest way to say something to your child at any age. It's like, you are what you think you are. You're amazing. You can accomplish anything. You're a badass. I tell them all the time, you're a badass. Anyways, I always tell my kids, you know, you are what you think. But like, for example, on Saturday, Kane was like, I'm excited to play in my first game. I said, all right, buddy, we do this before last year, before every game. But I said, Kane, what do you want today? He said, 10 home runs. I said, do you think you can get 10 home runs? Yeah, I can get at least 2. And he got a home run. So he, I said, see, you just have to ask. He's like, I know. He was so excited. So kids really enjoy it. And you can make a game out of it, which is really, really cool. Yeah. So, okay, on to Rena Fig, which is a really cool name that we, Reina. Reina, that's a really pretty name. Rhea was a name we thought about for Kaya's middle name. But anyway, she said, hi, Kim and Croy. First off, love the Bierman family. I'm catching up on my podcast, Ever Coming Back to Work from Maternity Leave. I just heard the podcast about the lady that's having trouble getting pregnant. I had three miscarriages, and I got all the blood tests and genetic tests available done. Turns out all I needed to take was a baby aspirin every single day, and now I have a beautiful five-month-old. I really hope this works out for her. Love you all, Ray.
Wow.
So that was what I was talking about, you guys, on the podcast, was that this doctor had said to me that I have this, you know, whatever the hell possibly it is, that people have several miscarriages before they find out that they have this. And so he said, just a, you know, he said a blood thinner, which is an aspirin, I guess, but don't listen. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just telling you what my doctor told me. And that when they take in blood thinner or whatever, they carry to term.
Yep.
It's easy. So yeah, I appreciate you writing in and letting us know. That's really cool. I wonder, Raina, how did you figure that out? Was it because of the genetic testing that you realized that you needed the aspirin every day, or did somebody tell you, or how did that come about? Email us and let us know. I would love to share that part of it if you're willing to share it. Okay. This is from Angela Pop. Kim and Croy, hi. You probably won't read this, but I feel compelled to send this message to you nonetheless. Don't ever start the email with "you probably won't read this," because then we probably won't. You're already speaking negativity. So let's say, I hope you guys read this. I can't wait till you read this, or what have you. But anyways, we appreciate your email. I've been a fan of your family for years. I've watched all the seasons of Don't Be Tardy, and I've never missed one of your podcasts. Literally not one since day one. This week's podcast with Brielle and Zach literally had me laughing and smiling while walking around my AirPod, and my husband and kids are asking me, like, why? I'm weird. I realized that when I'm listening to your podcast, I literally wouldn't rather be anywhere else doing anything else. It's so entertaining. I'm excited that you're returning to 2 days a week. I believe in you and your support, your companies. I've purchased cashmere products, which I love, and cab lip kits, which are amazing too. I say all this to end with, please just keep up the fun, the awesome stories of your life, your fantastic dynamic, and most of all, your positivity. I literally think of all your positive words all day, every day. Thank you for all that you do. Sincerely, one of your biggest fans, Angela Pop. That's such a sweet email. Thank you so much for your email.
Angela,
we really appreciate that. It's people like you that keep us going and staying strong.
Yeah.
For sure. So we really, really appreciate your email. You guys, if you want to email, you can email kim@kimzolciak.com, or you can call
323-213-8100.
I was going to say 8200.
Is it 82? It's not 82.
No, it's 8100. 323-213-8100.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we're going to jump into this real quick. 6 ways to prepare for the next pandemic, which the coronavirus has now become. Are you and your family prepared to stay home for weeks or months at a time if a severe pandemic swept the globe? Most people aren't even ready to weather such an emergency. Yet many experts agree that we should be preparing for such an event. Pandemics have been around, part of human history, for thousands of years, and it stands to reason that one will happen again. Time reports that microbes evolve are about 40 million times faster than humans. Eventually, one tiny virus could evolve in a way that spreads easily and completely devastates our immune system. Preparing for a pandemic is similar to preparing for other emergencies like a long-term power outage or a natural disaster. But there are some key differences. Let's take a look at what you can do on a budget to prepare your family for a pandemic. What is a pandemic? The word pandemic stems from the Greek word pan, meaning all, and demos, meaning people. Thus, a pandemic is a widespread infectious disease, bacteria, or virus that sickens a large number of people worldwide. When a disease or illness is isolated to one region or country, it's called an epidemic. Throughout history, humans have experienced a number of pandemics, some of which have killed tens of millions of people. These pandemics include chlorella, smallpox, measles, yellow fever, tuberculosis, malaria, Ebola. One of the most devastating and well-known pandemics is the Black Death, also known as the plague, which swept across Europe and Asia during the mid-1300s. It estimated that the plague killed 30% to 60% of Europe's population, or 75 million to 200 million people. The influenza, the flu virus, has been the cause of many pandemics. In 1918, a strain of the virus called the Spanish flu swept the world. The CDC estimated that this virus sickened up to one-third of the world's population. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
500 million people and killed more than 50 million people.
I think that's the last one we've had, though.
Take a sip on the bright side with the new Dunkin' Matcha Lattes. Try the refreshing combination of sweet matcha green tea blended with creamy milk, and you can enjoy it iced, hot, or frozen. It's a delicious way to hit the reset button on your day, and it's also just a delicious way to drink something delicious. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Dunkin', French vanilla coffee, lots of cream, lots of sugar. Anyways, you guys, it's also just a delicious way to drink something super, super delicious. Enjoy a refreshing matcha latte at Dunkin' today. American runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Some died within hours of symptom onset.
Mm-hmm. We've had SARS, but I think that's the last one that was named a pandemic. A lot of them have been epidemics, but not pandemics. And pandemics, the only difference is that it spans multiple countries, in that it's not the severity of it. It's that there's no control of its spread. So it's the amount of it everywhere.
Right.
Is what I understand.
Some die within hours of the symptom onset with the Spanish flu, which is crazy. So are we overdue for a pandemic? According to the Center for Infectious Disease at the University of Minnesota, there have been 9 influenza pandemics over the past 300 years. According to the CDC's research, these pandemics are not cyclical. Want to say cycle. In other words, there is no pattern to their occurrence. The longest gap between pandemics was 56 years, while the shortest gap was 3 years. We can't say that we're quote unquote overdue for an influenza pandemic because each pandemic was a random event and a random event can't be predicted.
Right.
Let's talk about the coronavirus outbreak. The World Health Organization first learned of the 2019 to 2020 coronavirus outbreak on December 31st, 2019. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Experts believe the virus named COVID-19 originated in the human seafood market, a live animal market in the Chinese city of Wuhan.
Yeah.
Wuhan. Coronaviruses are a family of viruses that cause a range of illnesses, from the common cold to severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome. The coronavirus family is zoonotic, which means that they can spread between animals and humans through close contact. That's alarming. Mm-hmm. The CDC reports that they're also spread in similar ways. Infected people would transmit SARS through the air by coughing or sneezing. China has taken major steps to contain the current outbreak, quarantining over 50 million people and building hospitals in a matter of days.
Yeah.
And according to experts interviewed by the New York Times, the current outbreak is increasingly likely to become a global pandemic. It's easily transmitted through the air, and cases are spiking rapidly, especially in China, where test kits are in short supply and there's a backlog in hospitals and in labs. Yeah, because they weren't prepared for this. So how it is spread, you guys, much is still unknown exactly about how it is spread. The CDC states that the virus is spread by respiratory droplets produced when a person coughs or sneezes. Transmission is similar to other coronaviruses, like I said, such as SARS. The CDC believes that the coronavirus spreads as easy as a common flu virus. Some important questions, such as whether or not a person can infect another when they show no symptoms, called asymptomatic, remains unanswered. However, a 2020 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine states asymptomatic transmission can occur. Whew! Coronavirus presents a serious global public health threat and can be fatal. The CDC believes that the coronavirus can manifest between two and four days after initial exposure, based both on early data and the incubation period for SARS. Symptoms for the current novel virus include fever, shortness of breath, and cough. I think the shortness of breath is a very, very big one,
mm-hmm.
a very big sign.
Yeah.
So far, people who are at most risk of developing these complications are the elderly or those with pre-existing medical conditions like diabetes or heart disease. I guess they're saying that's not actually true at this point.
Right. And so there's all kinds of things being said, all kinds of information out there, some factual, some untrue, some conspiracy theory, however you want to call it. I would just tell you this, you know, we're here, we're dealing with it just like you guys are. And I would be remiss to say, if you're not prepared, it's not very smart. Just prepare. Have enough supplies on hand to get you through maybe a week, you know, and who knows what's going to end up happening and how this is all going to play out and how much it's going to spread and if it can mutate, if the virus mm-hmm. can change. There's different strains of it, I believe. I who knows? So
let me tell you how you guys can protect yourself from this.
Let's do it.
I missed this little part, but the WHO, right, yep. estimated that the mortality rate for the coronavirus is between 2 and 3%, although that could change as the situation develops. That's much lower than SARS, which the WHO estimates a mortality rate of about 9.6%. So, okay, the WHO and CDC recommends you take simple steps to keep yourself and your family safe and healthy during the outbreak. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds wherever you return home, after coughing or sneezing, after caring for the sick, before eating, after using the toilet, and after handling animals or animal waste. If you cannot wash your hands, use alcohol or alcohol-based sanitizer. When coughing or sneezing, use the crook of your arm to cover your mouth or use a tissue. Throw the tissue in a closed bin and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. The CDC believes the virus can spread within 6 feet. So keep at least that much distance between yourself and someone showing symptoms. I'm not going to be around somebody showing symptoms.
Right.
Clean and disinfect frequently, touching all objects and surfaces. So they're saying if you're planning on traveling over the next few months, you might want to consider an insurance policy through, it's like a travel insurance company,
right.
which I don't think anybody should be planning any trips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, if you don't have to do it,
don't do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have to go to somewhere, don't go. If you don't, like, that's just silly. Quarantine, self-quarantine, restrict your activity for 4 to 6 weeks. Like, that's not the rest of your life. Like, you would, you rather be safe than sorry? Like, just don't go do it. You don't need to.
Right. Pepsi Cola has always been a product that invokes enjoyment. And in spite of the judgment that can now accompany its consumption, it is and has always been a refreshingly delicious indulgence. We believe the most enjoyable life is one that's free from constraints. Create moments of unapologetic enjoyment. Like, no one's watching and nothing is holding you back. You are free. Free to do what you love, not what you should. Celebrate out loud when your team scores a touchdown, even if the whole stadium hears you. Watch the fifth straight episode of Netflix, even if you should be getting dressed to start your day. Dance with abandon at your neighborhood party, even if you're the only one. Belt out your favorite song with the car windows down, especially when stuck in traffic. Be you, don't hold back, as being true to yourself will enable you to live your best possible life. Be free from judgment and full of joy. Live every single day confidently, fearlessly, full on. Pepsi. That's what I like. Okay, you guys, so be prepared to treat at home. Healthcare workers will face an ethical and moral dilemma during a pandemic. Do they report to work and help care for the sick, putting themselves and their families at risk for infection, or do they just stay home and help ensure their loved ones don't fall ill? Very good question.
Right.
According to the survey conducted, almost half of the healthcare workers admit that they would stay home.
Right.
During a pandemic. Another study published in the journal found that 28% of the healthcare professionals agree it would be acceptable to abandon their workplace during a pandemic in order to protect themselves and their family. Even if only 10% of the healthcare professionals opted to stay home during a pandemic, another 10% fall ill themselves. That's still a conservative 20% reduction in the medical labor force at times when a hospital and doctor's offices will be flooded with patients.
Yep.
There's a chance that some patients won't be able to get in to see a doctor at all. Yep. Medication could also be hard to obtain. According to the 2006 study conducted by the Harvard School of Public Health, 43% of people believe they would have difficulty obtaining medicine should they have to stay home during an epidemic. During the 2017-18 flu season, which turned out to be only slightly more severe than normal, the LA Times reported that pharmacies in California had medicine shortage. Supply disruption is also really possible during a pandemic. In order to save on storage spaces and costs, most hospitals and pharmacies only keep enough medicine on hand for a few days, depending on daily deliveries to keep their supplies stocked.
Yeah.
In addition, many life-saving medicines are now made in Asia. If a pandemic occurs, there's a good chance that the deliveries will be interrupted or halted entirely. Stores are likely to sell out of over-the-counter medication very quickly as well. Mm-hmm. Tracy just told me she got an email from Kroger, the local grocery store here, that says that you can only buy one cold and flu medicine and you can only buy two sanitary female items.
Wow.
Pain relievers, cough and cold medicine, stomach medicine, including antidiarrheal and vitamins. Over-the-counter medication can be expensive, especially when you're trying to buy it in large amounts. You should also have a first aid kit, you guys, for, like, very important. The big thing that people are stocking up on or going nuts over are the Clorox wipes, the face masks. And they're saying, like, the healthcare workers won't even have any to use because people around the world are buying them all up.
Right.
Which, I don't know if you guys know this, but the face mask does not prevent you from...
Yeah, you have to get to a certain level, and they're rated by a number system. I think N95 is the minimum that would protect you from an airborne bacteria or viral spore. It goes up from there to where you get to, like, gas mask or military grade filter systems for, like, full on face masks, but. Yeah, that's your minimum, where it can reduce, like, fumes if you're painting or things like that. So you have to – just the regular piece of paper over your face, it's going to do nothing.
Right.
It may remind you to
they
not touch your
using
face.
They recommend using an N95 respirator during public health emergencies. You can purchase them on Amazon, but they're very expensive now, of course. Anyways, you guys, these N95 respirators, they – block 95% of the tiny airborne particles, basically.
Right,
but
right.
You guys, I told you about the Amazon, you know, the masks are still the same price because Amazon has some, like, rule or situation with that. But the delivery and the shipping is like $500.
Worn properly, too. That's the big thing, too. You take that mask off to say something or do whatever.
They are not designed for children either, these exact N95. They say keep in mind that a good fit is very important.
Yep.
And N95 respirators are designed for adults, not children. You'll need to purchase child size respirators, which you can also find at Amazon, you guys, during this time.
Right.
I like this idea, and this is great, and I don't really think much of it, but the CDC recommends that during a pandemic, the sick should stay in a dedicated sick room and use a dedicated bathroom that no one else will use. Start thinking now which room in your house it would be. Corey has already pointed it out, and he said that he would leave food at the door for me, and then I would have a nice life. Like, enjoy yourself up here, Kim. If the room doesn't have a door, have an extra plastic shower curtain on hand to basically...
put a barrier between,
you and the other rooms. Stock up on food, water, and household supplies. The Department of Homeland Security recommends that families have at least 2 weeks' supply of water and food to prepare for a pandemic. Supplies for a month or more are even better. Typically, you'll need 1 gallon of water per person per day for drinking and hygiene.
Yeah.
Building a long-term food storage pantry means you won't have to put yourself at risk of infection by going to the store, and you'll be insulated from the food shortage that could very well occur during the panic of pandemic. The importance of feeling professional, polished, and prepared when it counts right now. For small business owners or people who produce their own podcasts, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time, and they're happening now. And having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, is the first step to making something happen. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and we're here to help you own the now with free shipping on any business card in any quantity. Choose whatever style, finish, shape, or paper you like and get free shipping. And because you can pick the colors, fonts, design, and images, it means you can create something just as unique as you and compelling as your business. Ready to start on your business card? It's so easy. Plug in your information and logo into 100 of fresh designs tailored to your type of company and upload your own original layout. 2, pick the paper, stock, style, and quantity that's right for you. 3, you can even upgrade to a unique touch like rounded corners. 4, order and receive your cards with free economy shipping. And if you needed any more reason to choose Vistaprint, you can feel good knowing that Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or money back, and they'll make it right. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just head over to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code Kim for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Limited time offer. Own the now at Vistaprint, promo code Kim. You guys, what should you have on hand? These are some ideas. Rice, dried beans, lentils or peas, protein bars, granola bars, fruit bars, canned soups, vegetables and fruit, peanut butter and jelly, coffee, tea, and hot chocolate, powdered drink mixes, nut and dried fruit, beef jerky, pasta, instant soup, flour, baking essentials such as baking soda, salt, and yeast, sugar, picked vegetables. Don't forget the sugar. Sugar. And I said, Tracy, we need some extra sugar. She's like, are you crazy? Evaporated or condensed milk, trail mix, applesauce, comfort foods, of course, cookies, candy bars, and chocolates. I'm just clowning you guys. Crackers, oats, pancake mix, cereal, liquid sweeteners such as honey, maple syrup, spices, packaged food, macaroni and cheese, and instant potatoes. Canned meat such as tuna, sardines, oysters, chicken, turkey, pork, sausage, and Spam. Food or baby formula, you guys. And one thing I want to say too is don't forget about our doggies. I said to Croy, oh my God, like we have to think about the dogs too, because Tracy was being a smart ass. And she's like, all right, what dog are we going to have to eat first? And I'm like, do you think you're funny? And so she was just kidding, yeah, of course, and busting my chops and thought she was funny.
Yeah.
And so she was like, well, who's going to get what dog and whatever. But anyways, I said, oh my God, in real life, Croy, but we have enough food for a long time. But anyways, hand soap as well, toilet paper, which I guess is also sold out, all your prescription medication, fluid with electrolytes like Gatorade, Pedialyte, garbage bags, plastic gloves, diapers if you have small children, diapers and formula, you guys, please, please don't forget about that. Also, they're saying have enough supplies to basically survive without power for several days or weeks, including flashlights, lanterns. What is it called, Judy? This, my friend, yeah, sent me, right, this Judy, this huge red, what would you call it? You call it a tote, right? Or something. What do you call those?
Yeah.
A Rubbermaid, I call them. But anyways, it's called Judy and it has everything that you need in an emergency. Things like waterproof candles, a blanket that you can throw over a fire that stops it immediately, you know, all sorts of things. Flares, yeah, like whatever.
It's like a preparation kit.
Yeah, it's
pretty much.
And it's really, really cool, you guys. I think majority of them actually might be sold out at this time. But I know maybe the large ones. I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, it's Judy, which is my grandmother's name. So I loved it. But it's a really great idea. Make an emergency plan if a pandemic is suspected. What the fuck is wrong with me? I think I need some wine. If a pandemic is suspected, you guys know that I have a problem with my S's.
Which, again, we are there.
I want to tell you guys
pandemic.
And share something with you that's I'm just going to share a little bit with you. Today we were talking to a friend of a friend, and we were told, and this person knows and is very knowledgeable, that it will hit Georgia for sure. At this time, we're okay, but you know, her time frame, she said max 3 weeks.
Right. So, and what Kim means by that is, so right now we're able to trace exactly where each person that is sick, where they got sick, when.
And it's all from people that traveled out of the country. So Joe went to Italy. Joe came home and talked to Debbie. Yeah. Debbie now has it.
Right. It gets to a point, though, where it becomes transferable, meaning that you they won't be able to tell like who you got it from, where you got it from. And that's when you will be quarantined. That's when they will shut everything down. They will shut schools down, businesses down, and everything will be shut down because we can't, there's no longer any containment, to that. And that's currently where Italy's at. Italy has closed their borders. They are running out of space in their hospitals because there are so many people and patients there. And so basically this person said, it's not a matter of if we will get there. It's just a matter of when. And there's already places in the U.S. that are at the transferable state where they can no longer trace to where people are getting sick.
Yep. So with that being said, you guys, I really do recommend making sure you guys have water and things, like I said, diapers and formula and things that you must have in order to survive, because this is definitely no joke. Make an emergency plan. They're saying, you know, how would you care for your children? Are you still expected to report to work? Under what circumstances would you stop attending work to protect yourself and your family? Do you have enough in savings to stop working for a period of time? You know, also explore natural and different types of medicine. It's important to have over-the-counter medication on hand to treat symptoms. It's just as important to have herbal medicine in your home to complement commercial medicine. Some herbal remedies are great. Frugal flu treatment can be more effective than store-bought medicines. Herbs such as elderberry and oregano oil are very effective in preventing illnesses, as well as lessening the severity and length of the illness. There are also great natural remedies to keep your kids healthy during a prolonged illness. I have all of that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Several simple actions can dramatically reduce your risk of catching and spreading the disease. They recommend that you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Like I said, keep your hands away from your face. Clean frequently everything around you. Basically, I say stay home. For real.
Right, if you can.
If you can stay home, stay home.
Do only what you have to do. If you have to go to work, do it, and that's it. Go home. You know, don't go out to the bar with the coworkers.
He's referring to Brielle, who thought she was going to a club Friday night.
Right.
Not happening.
Yeah. Avoid, you know, going to the dinner party. You know, if you don't have to do it, don't do it. You know, you're just increasing your risk of catching something that it's not good for you. So,
And I definitely think that people should take this pretty serious. I don't want people here, especially in Atlanta, because there's only, you know what, 20 cases or something, 10 cases. Right. You know, I definitely talked to somebody, like we said, that's very involved with this situation and said that, yes, it's definitely something that everybody needs to take very serious.
And prepare
for. Did you make a resolution to lose weight this year? Have you been too busy to cook or meal prep to stay on track? Jenny Craig's simple program can save the day. Jenny Craig is an all-inclusive program with proven results that includes a personal coach for motivation and delicious food to help you reach your weight loss goals. With Jenny Craig's new program, My Rapid Results Powered by Science, you'll get a weight loss plan personalized to you and its customized menu that tells you what to eat and when. You can lose up to 16 pounds in 4 weeks. This meal plan optimizes your metabolism with more calories when your metabolism is burning the most calories. First 4 weeks only, average weight loss in studies was 11.6 pounds for those who completed the program. You'll get your own personal weight loss coach to support and motivate you every step of the way. Together, you'll pick a plan that works best for you and your lifestyle. You can pick up food at a center or have it delivered right to your door. Can't get more convenient than that. Jenny Craig is healthy, backed by science, and helps teach you healthy habits you can use long-term after the program. Choose from over 100 menu items, including low-carb and high-protein options. There's always something new and delicious to enjoy, and it's all ready to go in literally less than 5 minutes. If you're ready to see results and get the personalized motivation you need to reach your goal, you've just got to try Jenny Craig. And for a limited time, listeners to my podcast can lose 16 pounds for $16 plus the cost of food. Plus, you'll get $100 in free food and a free weight loss DNA kit with the purchase when you go to jennycraig.com/Kim. That's jennycraig.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. So on a side note, you guys, since we might be stuck in our house for a long time, let's talk about 8 tips for spring cleaning. Cleaning the mind. Yes, it's a thing, it says. So yeah. Doctor's 8 tips for spring cleaning the mind. Yeah. It's a thing. It's time for the annual spring cleaning of the home, office, and any other space that is cluttered. But what about the mind? After all, it takes in a ton of information and has to remember important details every single day. If you don't clear your mind, you won't be able to function at optimal performance. I really need to clear my mind.
Right.
How can you best spring clean the mind? Dr. Alec Trivedi is an expert in human behavior and psychological performances. He is the founder of Aligned Performance Institute and the author of Chasing Success. Here are 8 tips, you guys, for cleaning your mind. Get quiet with your thoughts. Our minds are constantly cluttered with tons of information, from everyday events happening around us to important details at work and at home that we have to remember. Most people usually feel overwhelmed. To free your mind and give it a break, you have to get quiet with your thoughts. Find somewhere with no distraction to sit and relax and to do absolutely nothing that makes you think. That's the last. I think too much. I'm trying not to think. Okay.
Yeah.
Just sit still and focus on the quiet. Do this at least once a day. Say no to electronics and other distractions. Playing on your phone or tablet might sound fun and like a great way to forget about things, but it's not going to free up your mind or give you a brain or give your brain a rest either. Neither is reading, doing a word search, or anything else that involves focus. This idea is to not do anything that involves thinking, strategizing, comprehending, or comparing, or etc. Take time to tune out and shut off your brain each and every day. Practice making better decisions. One of the ways we get mentally bogged down is by sitting on decisions for too long. This is me.
Yep.
This is me.
This is a lot of people.
Make an effort to become faster when making decisions. Certain things do require thought, so give yourself a deadline so you don't overthink it. Once the deadline comes, make a decision and move on. Hint, your gut instinct is usually correct.
Yep.
Another hint, if
internal
you do
compass.
Make the wrong choice, most things can be corrected.
They can.
Seek enjoyment. True. I need to work more on this as well. Most people are constantly stressed out and take their careers and other responsibilities very serious. That's not a bad thing, but you need to find time to have fun and enjoy life. If you don't find any enjoyment in your career, perhaps it's time to find a new line of work. If you don't have fun with your activities you engage in, it might be time to find some new interests. Finding enjoyment is so important to cleaning the spring mind, as they call it. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Like, we've been super busy and a lot of stuff going on. I think it's really important that you take the time to like enjoy life.
Yeah. It'll make you way more, oh my gosh, not efficient, but productive when you're at work too. So if you,
I don't know if this mic does something to us, but it, like, I can't pronounce words. I forget shit too. Like, it's got to be when we sit down. This mic, I'm going to sage you.
Sending bad vibes at us. No, it'll, if you take the time to unplug and spring clean your mind, like we're saying here, and do these little things, you'll be way more efficient and way more productive when you're at work, so that you're not just wasting time and you know, stumbling over your thoughts and trying to gather things and stressed out and all that stuff.
Avoid multitasking. We are a society that loves to multitask. The result, mental overwhelm, stress, and anxiety. Instead, focus on doing one task at a time. You'll see better quality results and you'll feel more relaxed and in control. I multitask everything. And if I'm not, I don't know what I'm doing. I walk around with my finger up my ass. Like, I literally have to do five things at one time. It's bizarre. Nothing. And then guess what? None of those five things even get done. Right. It's bizarre. I'm working on it. Forgive and forget. Are you holding any grudges against anyone who did you wrong? It might be time to make amends and put it in the past. Holding on to resentment or anger is one of the best ways to bring on mental anguish and overwhelm yourself. Make a decision to let go of the past, even if you believe you did nothing wrong. This is such a freeing experience, and your mental and physical health will thank you. You know what? Okay. I definitely remember everything in the past. Everything anybody did, these two girls in high school you got, I remember everything.
You still holding on to it though?
No, yeah, I don't feel like I hold on to it.
It's fine to remember, but you let it go.
Well, I think some traumatic things you definitely hold
sure.
on to, you know?
Yeah.
But that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So get more excited. Do you wake up in the morning dreading the day ahead? Or are you getting out of bed pumped up about the day and the weeks ahead? Studies have proven that those who look forward to the future are more mentally healthy. As part of your mental spring cleaning ritual, start to have things you are genuinely excited about. And last, focus on better time management. People love to say they wish there was more time in a day. The reality is we all have the same 24 hours. That's my famous line.
Mm-hmm.
The secret is becoming a master of time management. Plan out your day ahead of time and leave a cushion for appointments that run late or later than expected. Prioritize things from the most important to least important. Learn to delegate. I don't delegate shit. Tracy says, like, Kim, you're going to have to learn to delegate and, like, you got to let go
right.
of, like, your control. Okay?
Right.
Like, somebody else can sweep.
Right.
It's going to be done. It's going to be okay. It may not be perfect.
Right.
It's kind of funny. Tracy's always on me about that. The best mental spring cleaning time management strategy is learn to say no and stop overcommitting. So I think that's really, really accurate information. I have definitely stopped overcommitting things for sure. Like I've definitely don't feel like I've, yeah. And like Brielle, with the stuff going on with this pandemic, she's like, I've got Colin's dinner on Saturday. I'm going to the club Friday. I'm going. No, Chris said, no, you're not.
I said, no, you're not. She says, you can't tell me. I said, you're right. I can't. But I'm saying, if you do, and I find out that you do, you will not cross the threshold of this house. Front door.
Literally.
Yeah, you can have
I said, you're putting your little ones like in danger in essence because they're little, right. You know, they're little guys and we're still battling some of the symptoms and stuff of the flu here. Like, come on, Brielle, stop. So anyways, she got the memo. And so she's actually at the grocery store picking up some items that we just think we need more of. Tracy was super helpful in coming up with ideas and stuff. I really can't believe we're in this situation. It's really unbelievable to me. I feel like this has been a pretty intense year already.
Yeah.
And I am praying for everybody's health out there, and don't travel if you don't have to. We've canceled the trip to LA that we had scheduled in a couple weeks. I'm not letting Brielle go out there. She had a big opportunity. She's not going. It's not worth it. If you can afford to stay home and not travel, please do that. Spring breakers and people, you know, the airports. We asked the woman that we were talking to today, who's very involved with this whole situation. And she said that Atlanta is the world. It's the largest airport in the world.
Yeah, it is.
And so,
and it's the busiest.
And it's the busiest.
Most foot traffic per day.
Right. So airports and just, you guys, like, did you hear about that lady? Is this true that she has a coronavirus and she was supposed to be quarantined and she went to like a networking party?
Yeah.
Like, you should fucking go to jail for that.
Yeah, I just.
How can you do that?
Yeah.
You're just an ignorant asshole.
Right. I don't know. You know, and.
How about the lady that was spitting on the key in China? She just was confirmed that she had the coronavirus, and she got in the elevator, you guys, and she spit about 50 times all over the buttons.
Yep.
So then when somebody else got in and touched the button, so repulsive. I sent it to so many people because a lot of my friends travel.
Yeah.
It was absolutely disgusting. And it really just is like disheartening. Like, who the hell does that?
Right.
Yeah, you're just so twisted.
Unfortunately, we do live in a world where not everybody gets it. You know, they just.
That's just intentionally being an asshole.
And when I say get it, meaning like they just don't get it. And so be cautious. Protect yourself.
Be cautious. Protect yourself, you guys. You know, stay in tune with your kids at school, what's going on in the school. You know, make your decision as a parent. Like I said, Ariana has been out of school for the last couple of days. Thank God they have a four-day weekend. There was a teacher that had it. Unfortunately, they're saying too, but by the time you have the symptoms and stuff, you're days in to this virus.
Right.
And so, and it gets real serious real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you guys know that the CDC is here in Atlanta. I guess there's been a lot of media. I went and had my veins to sclerotherapy today down at St. Joseph's Hospital. My doctor works there as well. And one of my friends was there, and he was saying that the media down by the CDC is like nuts. It's just utter chaos and crazy. It's just unbelievable. So anyways, you guys, wash your hands. Don't pick your nose. Don't chew on your nails. Keep your hands. Look at me. I'm rubbing my hand on my chin as we speak. Like, why can't I stop doing that, you guys? Seriously.
Yeah.
Next week's podcast, you guys, we have Kim getting drunk at Post Malone with Being Brielle. I'm really excited to share that with you guys. Let me tell you, I know Brielle is just basking in her glory. This was one of the best nights of Brielle's life. And I just want to mention that she didn't help me.
No.
Okay? At all.
No.
So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
So next week, you guys, we're going to talk all about Post Malone and how much fun that was and how I haven't had wine since. And I'm very excited. We'll be back with Brielle. And anything else, babe, that you can think of?
No. Stay happy. Stay positive. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
And stay clean.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.